Good News for People Who Love Bad News. That's the title of a new CD by Modest Mouse. Pop success eluded the independent rock band for more than a decade, but lately that's beginning to change. Mikel Jolet has a review.
Modest Mouse has always traded on the enigmatic. The band's past albums are filled with fascinating meditations on death, isolation, and man's place in the universe.
Ice age heat wave can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another planet. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on.
They've become loved for this, worshipped even, by people who've coronated them kings of the independent rock scene. Modest Mouse's latest album, entitled Good News for People Who Love Bad News, takes their incisive songwriting and wraps it up in a playful pastiche of banjos, horns, alternative rock, and simple heartfelt tunes.
Walking on to another day, work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe, would you understand?
The new album has made Modest Mouse palatable to an entirely new audience. Suddenly, every indie rocker's favorite band is on MTV. Which is a little weird, because like punk rockers before them, indie rock fans tend to distrust success. It's not that they're not rooting for their favorite bands to make some money and pay the rent. It's just that the main thrust of independent label culture is to offer an outlet for musicians who'd never make it in the big-pecked, baggy-panted, lipstick-stained major label culture of pop divas, gangsters, Christian rock, and American Idol. I mean, the whole point is to be something Ryan Seacrest would hate, something that would never appear on Oprah. It's a creed of sorts, a tribe, with its own set of shibboleths. Green sneakers, Buddy Holly glasses, tight t-shirts, cult films, clove cigarettes, vintage jackets, the perpetual slouch, the interminable sarcasm, the unfettered pursuit of irony.
We sat on the edge of the room, the crowd screamed, sacrifice, delivery. If God takes life, he's an Indian giver. So tell me now what you'll tell me never. Who would want to be, who would want to be such a control freak? Well, who would want to be, who would want to be such a control freak?
With Good News for People Who Love Bad News, Modest Mouse has outgrown indie rock culture in the same way the Beach Boys outgrew surf culture. After 10 years, Modest Mouse has reached a point where the aesthetics just don't matter. Because the truth is, good music, no matter how stylized, does not require a context. It's instantly touching. And no matter how indie or enigmatic or ironic or weird you are, there's just something unmistakably contagious about being in a good mood.
The CD Good News for People Who Love Bad News is by Modest Mouse. Our reviewer is Mikel Jolet.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.